The substance that makes up the human body, with its wonderful architecture, is taken from our environment in the form of the food we ingest, the drinks we drink, and the air we breathe. Today, we study our diet and see how it can help us to become more beautiful. Next, we bring you a very interesting article called God in Ten, which refers to the 10 female aspects of God as expounded in the ancient tantric tradition. We meditate today on the state of feminine harmony. Amaris, Tiger Lily, and Valentina will be your guides through today's revelations.
Hello and welcome to Tantra FM, your guide to sacred love. I'm your host, Amaris. Diet, a means for becoming more beautiful. The substance that makes up the human body with its wonderful architecture is taken from our environment in the form of what we eat, drink, and breathe. With food, we not only receive microscopic substances, but also the energy required by our vegetative, nervous, and relational functions. Food is thus both substance and energy. The energy of food takes the form of different chemical combinations. When we speak of the energy of food, we do not refer only to the chemical aspect, but also to the subtle aspect. The Kirillian pictures indicate the existence of a bioenergetic aura around each food. The fresher and healthier the food, the bigger this aura will be. It is like a luminous halo that surrounds it. Consequently, we not only ingest a chemical substance, but we also ingest light. A researcher named Clive Baxter went even further in his studies, proving with the help of an electronic apparatus, the famous lie detector with some adjustments, that fresh living foods have surprising reactions. For instance, the parsley cries when put in hot soup, the egg does the same when put in hot water for boiling, and so on. Consequently, besides the fact that we eat light, we also eat the sensations and feelings of a mystery world. There are also some other experiments that have indicated the fact that the food we ingest is not merely material, as it may seem. The role of this introduction is to point out the fact that the art of eating is more than the mere swallowing of kilocalories, which in turn become extra kilos or not. The method we're about to present in the following will not dictate a definite yes or a definite no to kilos, but it will underline the fact that everyone should have a diet according to age, the constitutional type to which you belong, and the concrete actual conditions that you are in. As indicated in our previous articles about the fundamental constitutional types, each woman, each person, should have an ideal of beauty, but not force one's organism in order to attain it. It would be abnormal for a woman belonging to the Kapha type, full of vitality, with large breasts and emanating femininity, to wish to have small breasts like the Vata type. The alteration of one's figures should be in accordance with the fundamental type characteristic to each person. However, one should keep in mind that it is important to mold one's figure, not to resize it. Vitality is an essential quality of each human being, and a woman should have as much vitality as possible. The vital energy is like fuel. It makes possible all actions, creation, learning, seduction. Therefore, it is normal that each person should wish to have vital energy in great amounts. The image of a flat woman without round curves is merely a chimera, a and only the lack of inner masculine strength could possibly lead to the attraction for such a type. Any of the fundamental types may attain the most appropriate form of beauty suited to each of them, and the perseverance in treating the disharmonies may unravel miracles. Diet, a means for becoming more beautiful. A diet for the women predominantly belonging to the Kapha dosha. The women that have physical characteristics belonging to this type are generally vital, have a great resistance, and a somewhat massive physical aspect. Such women gain weight quite easily, even if they eat only small quantities of food. They're usually attracted by the sweet taste. Their appetite is generally constant and significant. If a woman belonging to this type eats a lot and does not have an active, dynamic life, it will be quite easy for her to become overweight. Uncontrolled gain in weight is rapidly obvious in the breasts, which first grow and then become flabby. The same phenomenon is obvious, maybe even more obvious, in the areas of the legs and thighs. After a certain age, the waist becomes the objective indicator of weight balance. It becomes thicker, and once its clear and fine contour is gone, gaining it back requires a great perseverance in diet and physical exercises. Gaining weight affects mostly the legs. Especially when the woman does not exercise at all, the legs become heavy, massive, and quite unaesthetic. In order to compensate this natural tendency for food and gaining weight, the women belonging to this constitutional type should eat mainly fresh, unprepared food, fresh fruits and vegetables, and whole grains in small amounts are a priority. Vegetable salads are recommended. Carrot, parsley, cabbage, red cabbage, radish, parsnip, and turnip cabbage. These salads should be combined with hot spices. Coriander, savory, ginger, chili, hot curry, pepper, and oregano. Sweets, the main temptation for the Kapha woman, should be replaced with fruit salads. Apples, grapefruits, plums, raisins, bilberries, gooseberries, wild strawberries, lemons and raspberries, adding a small amount of honey and spices such as rosemary, cardamom, cinnamon, nutmeg, basil, and clove. Prepared food should be only about 50% of the food consumed during one day, except for the times when you're on a special diet. For cooked food, it is recommended that you eat cauliflower, mushrooms, oat, lentil, buckwheat, chickpeas spiced with savory, caraway, or lemon juice. It is also recommended that you consume hot food, especially when it is cold outside. Warm infusions of plants such as basil, caraway, coriander, boxthorn, wild rose, wild strawberries, chamomile, myotistent are welcome in your daily diet. Another recommendation is that you fast once a week. Nutrition specialists have noticed that a day's break is as beneficial as one can imagine, especially in the case of vital women. Fasting intensify the processes of toxin discharge. The digestive tube and the annexed glands have time to rest. After the day of fasting, which usually begins at 12 o'clock at the night and ends the day after in the morning, follows a period of transition in which preserved, prepared, and very consistent food has to be definitely avoided. After fasting, you may eat mainly fresh or dried fruits and vegetables, introducing gradually food that is more consistent. Forbidden foods for this fundamental type: sweets, especially those based on sugar, pastas, animal fat, meat, preserved foods, fatty foods, patisserie products, and fried food. Women belonging to this fundamental type should eat eggs and milk products only in small amounts. If you follow a balanced diet, a weight balance occurs in time. The body maintains its suppleness and its vigor. The breasts maintain their firmness and the waist is thin. Moreover, if the woman is also exercising, the physical exercises will keep her figure harmonious. There will also be no traces of anesthetic adipose tissue, or if there used to be, they will disappear. This is valid also for fat deposits, inertia, and sleepy states, all problems arising in the case of kapha type lacking harmony.
This is Tantra FM, the key to your heart. I'm your host, Valentino. God in 10, Part 1. The terrible force of time, the grace of endless compassion, dazzling beauty, all comprising vision, endless courage, capacity for self-sacrifice, fascinating brightness, sublime vacuity, expressive play, intoxicating harmony. All these are different aspects of the supreme feminine energy, and each of them may lead you to experiencing the ultimate reality. In the context of this series of articles, we will try to analyze the main philosophical and practical aspects that refer to the spiritual tradition of the 10 great cosmic forces, also known as Dasha Mahavidya. This tradition is essentially a tantric practice whose purpose is to gain a magical control over the subtle energies and forces that animate both our inner microcosmos and the macrocosmos in its various aspects of manifestation. The foundation for this tantric spiritual practice lies in the idea that one should not avoid the tests which life puts us through by isolating ourselves and retreating into a deserted place in order to reach spiritual fulfillment. Instead, tantric tradition asserts that Mahavidya Upasana should be performed in the context of everyday life, as it offers us the possibility of mastering our problems and transcending them. In this respect, the tantric tradition, or Tantra Shastra, offers several methods which are suited to any type of situation and human problems. It is therefore not necessary to seek a different method to evolve spiritually. It is enough to activate as many sublime aspects of our superior nature as possible, attempting to fulfill any positive, beneficial desire we have, and sublimating the energies that animate it. On one hand, the purpose is to experience a refined pleasure, and on the other is to experience a state of divine freedom. Consequently, tantric spiritual practice is not meant only for those who have been initiated, but it also offers amazing opportunities for those who ardently aspire to reach a state of ultimate freedom. Tantra is not sorcery. Although tantric texts are filled with cryptic expressions, with metaphors and allegories which represent obstacles that are unsurpassable for those who are not initiated, Still, Tantra is not sorcery. Misunderstandings about these metaphors have caused even reputed researchers to make huge mistakes in the interpretation of these sacred texts. One of the most frequent errors is made due to ignorance regarding important aspects of the tantric system. They understand the metaphorical language literally, thus attributing inaccurate meanings to the tantric texts, meanings which they never had. Consequently, they associate Tantra with some sort of abominable practice, such as sacrificial rituals, orgiastic sexual practices, etc. Actually, one may describe certain teachings of the tantric tradition as a transcendence of any phenomenal tribulations. Thus, it is a deeply non-dualistic religious and philosophical system, known as Advaita. Authentic tantric spirituality has nothing in common with witchcraft or certain magical practices that appear in some sects, having deviant and often gruesome practices, which are many times mistaken for deeply spiritual tantric doctrine. All things lead to him. The purpose of spiritual fulfillment through sadhana is to reach a state of full union with the supreme reality of God, whose nature is known as Sat Chit Ananda, or pure existence, pure consciousness, and pure bliss. In tantric tradition, the nature of divine reality bears the name of Chit and refers to the infinite force of God's consciousness. On a transcendent level, Chit, or the absolute consciousness of God, is associated with a tough, compact monolith, infinite in its splendor. Nonetheless, this essential character of creation differentiates in some aspects, particularly in its attributes and expressions, such as the expression Maya, the force of illusion covering the intrinsic reality of all manifested things. In fact, supreme reality, which is beyond any attribute or conceptual understanding, projects itself in creation in a finite and determined form through the dynamics of the divine consciousness as force, or chit. From this point of view, the great cosmic forces, or Mahavidya, represent reflections of chit as ideas or divine expressions in creation, which consequently have a universal character.
Let us perform a meditation with the following theme, the state of feminine harmony. In order to help our concentration and to create a better resonance with the aspect we are meditating upon, we shall use a musical support. Sit down on a chair with your spine straight or assume a meditation pose, such as Sukhasana, Vajrasana, or Padmasana. For those of you who are still unfamiliar with these positions, you can learn about them on www.shivashakti.com. Make sure your spine, neck, and head are straight and in a vertical position. Relax your entire body. Empty your mind and acquire a strong inner focus. Do not allow anything to disturb your concentration at this point. Start breathing deeply and rhythmically. With each inhalation, imagine that you are bringing peace and harmony into your being. Also, with each exhalation, imagine that you are eliminating all tension, stress, and anything else that might disturb your meditation. Now we are ready to begin. It is time to focus our mind and meditate upon the state of feminine harmony. Let us begin. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's all we have time for today. I'm Tiger Lily, wishing you love and light.